Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm
bad. I'm amazing. Why? He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. It's good to have you here. It's great to be with you. It's always a pleasure. It's like a dream come true for me. I know it is for you, too. Philippa Games is here. I'm excited about her being on the show again. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and just a great resource for us. She is the cyber speaker, as she says. Or no, as she says, I'll do my best Philippa impersonation, the cyber speaker. And Philippa, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. How did my impression sound?
Well, you know, it's funny. My friends do impressions of me.
Oh, they do?
What are
friends for, huh?
There's a fascination, obviously, with trying to emulate how we speak.
Cyber speaker.
Right.
See, for a while, folks, I had to spell that for you because I wasn't sure you were getting it. But anyway, we're glad you're here. Philippa. Phyllis was just on the show. This is Philippa, folks. Philippa, and we're glad you're here. Thank you for being part of our day. And one of the things, folks, that Philippa does for us very well and has been now for a long time is she talks to us about how to make sure that we maximize our activity online, especially regarding our websites, and make sure that we realize that, you know, Philippa, when we first started out with websites, they were kind of toys. We'd surf online to look around on the web. It was kind of a toy. It was kind of an amusement. But now it's even more than a tool. It's a very essential resource for the success of any business today, isn't it?
Yeah, there's increasing evidence that, as we know from what we do, that more and more people look for information about products and services they're going to buy online, even if they're going to go to a physical store.
Right.
And if they don't find what they want on your website while they're figuring out which store they're going to go to, they may well go to another store. And at that point, you don't even know that you had a potential customer that you lost.
That's the reason why I like to talk about e-shopping as much as I can. That's what you just described, isn't it?
Well, I didn't necessarily say they buy online.
No. I didn't say buy. I said e-shopping.
Okay. Right.
They go look online.
Yes.
E-shopping is not the same as e-buying.
Aha. Uh-huh.
See, I differentiate those.
Okay.
And yes. My point is, Philippa, is because a lot of people get it in their head that they don't have anything that they can't actually sell their stuff online, and so therefore they think, well, I don't need to put a catalog up, or I don't need to, you know, since I'm not actually going to sell my battleship or my jet airplane online, why would I put that up there? But people do shop, don't they?
You know, actually, at the moment, I'm working with Harley Davidson, which is so much fun.
We've heard of those guys.
Yeah, there's a wonderful example because, obviously, at some point, you probably want to go and look at a bike. You want to sit on it. You want to ride it. And if you have a bike that needs service, you need to go to a physical dealership. But 75% of people who go to a Harley dealer go to their website first, and especially in areas where there's more than one dealership, they're doing that to find out, you know, what's that dealership likely to be like? Women, who's a big target market for Harley, they really want to increase, you know, the proportion of women in their market. But women going into a dealership can be intimidating. And so exploring on the website and seeing, you know, is this dealership friendly to women? Do they explain things well? Do they have nice customer service? Are they friendly? That's a really important part of getting people to come into your store.
Absolutely. And people are looking for a connection, aren't they? When they go to, as you said, when some markets have more than one dealership, they're looking for a connection. They're looking to see who's likely to be friendly to them and have what they want. You know, you're talking about women and Harley Davidson, women being a big market. You know, Harley Davidson was very smart when they found out that women might not want to ride a bike, although some of them do, but you know, women get really excited about the whole cycling experience when they realize that there's a whole another set of clothes that they can buy.
That's right. Yes, and that, of course, they do e-commerce, and they do sell merchandise as well.
That's right, and if it's leather, that's even better, right, Philippa? So what do we? What does all this tell us about our own websites?
Well, it tells us, whoever we are, if we have a website, that we want to be putting out the best message that we can about who we are and what kind of service we provide, and then, like you said, what kind of connection we can make with you and with the community. And I said, you know, this morning I suggested we talked a little bit about public relations.
Mm-hmm.
And the public relations aspect of the website. And just talking about Harley dealers, for instance, you probably know, these guys do a wonderful, most of them do so much with the community. They do events, they do charities, and
right.
so on.
Right.
Having that on the website is a wonderful message about who they are.
Well, when we come back, you're going to help us develop the PR element of our own websites. Philippa's going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
My desire, and I'll be at your
happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you for joining us. Thanks for staying with us. Philippa Games is our guest. And Philippa, you know what today is?
It's your birthday.
It's not just our birthday. It is your anniversary of the show. How about that?
My anniversary of...
Well, being on the show. It was 7 years ago today.
You're kidding.
Seven years ago this week, actually. How about that?
You're kidding. 7 years.
No, I wouldn't lie about a thing like that.
Wow.
I'm sorry. 6 years. It's 6 years ago. Hmm. 6 years ago. So it's your sixth anniversary. Thank you for 6 great years.
Well, thank you.
How about that? I appreciate
That's
it
great.
Very much. Philippa, we're talking about PR, public relations on the website. And a lot of people probably aren't thinking that way. They're thinking of getting their masthead on the website and getting their products up there. How do you know, buy our stuff, click here, and that sort of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying that we need to put our PR stuff on there. Give us an example of what kind of PR we can put on our websites.
Well, let's make sure we know what we're talking about. So PR is where you get interviewed, I mean, actually rather like this, where you get quoted in the newspaper or the newspaper writes a feature about you. It's anything that you don't pay for, but which gets you visibility. And it has tremendous value because it says a lot about you. If you're advertising, people know that you've paid to say what's being said. But if it's mm-hmm. being said about you by a third party that's endorsing you, so, you know, I can go out and I've done this. You know, I pitch to be interviewed in other places, and I can say I'm a regular guest on the Small Business Advocate radio show. And now I can say, which I've done for over 6 years.
Yeah.
And that gets me credibility. And they can go to your site and listen to clips of my interviews and so on. And so whenever you have something like that going on, it's really important to tell people about it because it's like a testimonial from people who know about you. Again, as I said, that you haven't paid for, that you haven't influenced, but mm-hmm. that you have gained. And anything where you're mentioned or talked about,
how about just even being photographed with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you showed up at somewhere, it might not even be something noteworthy, but it was just that there was a popular event that was going on and you were there and somebody took your picture with somebody else and you put that up and said, here's our president, enjoying a hamburger at the recent festival or whatever. Could it be something like that?
Sure. And people need to start really thinking about, you know, when are you covered by the media? When are you a media expert? I once did a speaking engagement, and I had somebody in my audience, and she was just starting her website, and she was an animal expert. But she wasn't thinking of herself like that. And she thought she was a real beginner, and she had nothing to say, and, you know, she really didn't know what to put on her site. And then it turned out she was a frequent regular appearer on the local news channel. Whenever they had a story, it was out in the country, you know, about animal health and so on. They would go to her.
But you know, Philip, You know what the number one phobia in the world is, don't you?
Public speaking.
It's not snakes. It's not, right. You know, it's not spiders. It's fear of public speaking, as you say. And people talk themselves out of a lot of PR, don't they? Because they have this fear of public of being put on the in the spotlight.
Right. But she wanted to be a speaker. But what was interesting was she wanted to be a speaker. But at that point, she didn't think she had anything to talk about. But she was already talking. Mm-hmm. So one of the things to do is to really look at what expertise you do have and where you do use it and who knows about it, and take that as part of what you're going to say about yourself.
You know, Philippa, we interview a lot of first-timers on this show, authors who have never been on the radio or been interviewed like this before, a lot of small business owners who've never, ever done anything like, you know, being interviewed on a radio show or anything else. And sometimes they're reticent to do that. They're reluctant to be part of it. And you know what I tell them? You know how I get them to it completely breaks down their barriers. I tell them, I say, well, look, two things. Number one, I promise you it'll be fun. And number two, I won't ask you anything that you don't know in your sleep. And when you tell people that, it helps them to understand that they know stuff that you know, all they got to do is talk about what they know, because we're going to talk about their business. And that's something I think that people need to realize. When you have an opportunity to be an expert, to be interviewed by some local media or somebody like that, that's good business. And it's talking about what you already know, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Although, you know, not every interviewer is as nice as you, Jim.
Well, now, that's true. I mean, you're right. Not everybody's created equal. And of course, these people are very fortunate to have me as a first-timer, aren't they?
Right. But the point is that then you, the other thing you do is you make the shows, the archives available to everybody.
That's right.
So then put a link. I have it on the homepage of my website, which is cyberspeaker.com. And I have a link to where you can listen to the archives of our interviews. And then, of course, people can explore the rest of your site.
Right. Right.
So you'll use it.
So you use the PR of being on the show to your advantage on your website. And you know, there are lots of different ways that you can put that up. Photographs, you can put up the actual copy of a press release or even an audio, right? You can install a little audio clip in there, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
PR, folks, public relations. Think about that. When people come to your website, they're not just looking for your stuff. They're looking to see if they are going to like you or not. And the PR could help them think that they might like you. Then you get a chance to prove it or not when they come to see you. 10 till, right back with Philippa Gaines. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Philippa Gaines. We're celebrating her 6th anniversary of being a member of our Brain Trust. And Philippa, it's been 6 great years. We're looking forward to at least 6 more.
Me too.
And we appreciate the outstanding resource that you've been for us. We appreciate your friendship and all the great information that you provided us. And folks, if you'd like to see the body of work that Philippa has given us, you can go to the Brain Trust list and look for her name in the Brain Trust under the alphabetical listing. That's one good way to find her. And you can see all the archives and all the things, all the articles that she's contributed to our site. And so, Philippa, you're a very important member of our Brain Trust, and we're glad of that. We thank you. We're talking about PR and your website. Philippa, how many people do you think actually have thought about PR on their website? Don't you think it's a very small minority of people, small business owners, who actually think about putting PR up on their website?
Yes, and I think it's a really big gap, because, like I said, the credibility that it can bring you is huge. And there are two things to think about. One is the PR that you generate, and the other is being aware of the news in your industry and potentially spinning it to your advantage, even if it's not actually about you. Hmm. So, for instance, I spoke recently to an audience of home builders. So, you know, new construction, and mold is a big problem in new construction. And I was reading an article in Fortune magazine as I'm on the plane going to this this speaking engagement about how insurers are not covering mold. And when I got there, I said, you know, supposing that somebody who's building a house might well be reading Fortune magazine, so people are aware that there's a problem. So why not have on your website, don't worry about mold, here's what we do about it, it's not going to happen to you. So taking the news of the industry that you're in, taking the things that people are thinking about,
right,
and using it to your advantage.
So, yeah, or anything like that, especially if it's something that they've seen, and maybe even posting the document if it's possible, or at least a reference to it. You don't want to violate any copyrights, but at least a reference to the document. And the whole purpose of this, Philippa, is to get these people who are visiting your site to feel a connection with you, because that's what we're looking for, isn't it, Philippa? We're looking for, ultimately, we're not looking for products, because Philippa, things that we buy from people, we can get from other people. We're looking for connections. We're looking for people we can trust, people we can be loyal to, aren't we?
Yeah, and people we can trust is important. I mean, this is a corporate example, but you know, you've got to face up to when things are bad and talk about it and talk about what you're going to do about it. Classic examples are, you know, when they do recalls on some of these big SUVs, and you go to their website because you want to know if your tires are safe or your vehicle's safe, and they don't talk about that. All they talk about is how wonderful the car is. So when people know there's something going on, they want you, that trust factor means that they want you to tell them what the deal is.
And denial is not what they're expecting from you either, is it?
Right.
But you have to learn how to present it in the best light. And I think the point is that if there's something out there like that, if there is an elephant in the living room, denying it's not going to help, but you need to present that the way that you want to present it, not the way it gets presented.
Right, and that's the danger. If you don't talk about it, then everybody else will in the way they want to.
Now, in order to do all this, so let's say we got our audience, they understand what PR is, they're going to be doing more of it themselves, and they're going to be putting it on their website. They want to put it on their website. But then you got to have a website that has that capability, don't you? You got to have the versatility to be able to post things like that.
Well, but all it really is just another page on your site with some photographs that reporters can use if they want
right.
to, your contact details, like you said, if you've done any press releases, having those on your site. So it shouldn't be a big, we're not talking about major programming or different kinds of features.
But you're going to want to put some link to it from your homepage.
Oh,
so
yes,
my point is when you're developing your website, when you're hiring it done or you're developing the upgrades, make sure that you talk to the people who are doing your website and ask them, you know, what kind of control will I have over changing content quickly?
Right. And, of course, that point that you just made about a link from your homepage,
mm-hmm.
really important, because if a reporter is writing a story and they come to your site, they want to find anything on your site that they need very, very quickly. They're not going to search for it.
Right.
So
right.
if you have a press center or a page that's directed to help reporters write stories, you want a very clear link on your homepage that they can easily see and click on.
Cyberspeaker.com. That's the website, right, Philippa?
Mm-hmm.
And your long-awaited book's going to be out one of these days pretty soon, right?
I'm still working on articles right now.
We've got to get that book out. Philippa Games, ladies and gentlemen, cyberspeaker.com. Thank you, Philippa. Good job today.
Thank you.
As always. Check her site out, folks. She's a great speaker if you need her to talk to your group. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.